welcome to Heartbeat. This is going to be a little bit of a continuation of something I've done previously, but it's also going to be separate in its entirety of its own. The Beatitudes. Blessed are. I've often been a little bit frustrated by understanding what it all meant. And the other day, one of the blessed are came to me and I went, wow. And the one, I'll read it to you, it's actually the second one, and it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The reason why I said wow, not because we mourn, but Jesus did tell us that because we are living in the world, there will be suffering, there will be strife, there will be circumstances that won't go our way. There will be people who don't like us. There will be slander. There will be spite. There will be disharmony. There will be disease. Just keep adding and adding to things that make us sad and mournful. There will be death. But death in the world, as you know, Jesus has overcome death. So death brings us to the new life. And it's just a transition of now no living in this world, but going to live in the kingdom of God. And it is stated that we will have new bodies. Our spirit will live on and we will have new bodies. And I laugh. I remember years ago, I go, okay, Lord, if I've got a new body, can I put in my list of what I'd like, please? But it doesn't work that way, because we're all going to be perfect bodies in heaven, holy bodies, because to be in God's presence, we need to be perfect and holy as He is, because He says, I am your God and you are my people. I am holy, so you will be holy. Anyway, so I'm thinking of, how am I blessed? You know, Jesus is stating, we're blessed when you mourn, for you shall be comforted. And why we're blessed, and it just hit me, it's just wow. Because guess who comes and comforts you? The Lord Himself. He understands about slander. He understands about rejection. He understands about death. He understands about weeping because friends have died. People have disease. People are, you know, banished because they have leprosy. They are ostracized. They're isolated. He understands, and He had compassion and mourned for us. It's stated in Scripture time and time again. He wept. He saw and had compassion. Jesus understands. So when we are mourning, guess who comes and comforts us? The Lord God Himself. He wraps His arms around us. He weeps with us. He tells us it's okay, right now it's not good, but I will turn everything for good and for the glory of God. Jesus Himself mourns over death, mourns over, you know, the things in life that aren't good. But He also mourns over sin. He weeps for us. He wept. When He looked before He went to the cross and He looked over Jerusalem, He wept for the people of Jerusalem because He wept over their sins. And He had compassion and mercy on us. So He took all of that sin on Himself. But He mourned over it. He wept over it. When He cried from the cross, Lord, God, forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they're doing. He was mourning over humanity, not recognizing our sin, not doing anything about it, even when we did recognize it. Sometimes we're in helpless situations and we live in patterns of sin. Jesus, our God, has overcome all of that. He has restored us to new life with him. So he understood what it was like. He understood about being hurt and being harmed. Jesus hates sin and he loves us. He doesn't hate the sinner. He loves the sinner. He just hates the sin. And so when you feel like you've got no one who's helping you when you're in this mournful state, when life is tough, when things happen, when that you hear about cancer or you hear about your loved ones dying or they die in front of you and you're with them as they're dying, know that the Lord Jesus Christ is with you in that room, is with you, weeping with you, comforting you, trying to share with you that he has overcome all of this and the pain is just for a time. It talks about the man of sorrows. In 2 Corinthians 7, 9, 11, it says, "For you became sorrowful as God intended, so you were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation." When we are sad about sin, about stuff we've done, God leads us to say, "I'm sorry," and be restored. He doesn't condemn us. So Jesus understands about sorrow. It states that when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray for more workers for the harvest." God understands that we are helpless. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We need to turn to him as our shepherd. There's no anger. There's no disgust. There's only compassion, because all of this is showing us the heart of our God. This heart spills over for the lost, for the sinful. He says, I have come for the sinners. He hasn't actually come for the holy people. He's come for the sinners. Oh, wow, I can put up my hand. I can invite him in to comfort me when I mourn, when things aren't good, when I sin even. Lord, forgive me. Come and comfort me. Come and help me overcome these areas in my life. You know, anger, bitterness, self-righteousness, that's not a response of our God. Christ, who died for us on the cross, has total compassion for us. So in a way, when we understand that our God comforts us when we mourn, we actually can recover from that mourning time quicker, because we know our God is there. It's still a process. God doesn't say then don't weep, don't be sad, doesn't say, be tough and, just stick it out. No. When he'd heard that Lazarus had died, and he'd waited a few days because he wanted the glory of God to be seen in that situation, he still wept. He still was sad. The process of mourning and weeping is fine. But there comes a time when you know you need to walk through with our God and see the good side of what God has for us. The benefit of where it says, "I can work all things for good." So let us be comforted by our God when we mourn, and know how blessed we are that we have him by our side, helping us in those times. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving Father, how wonderful it is that we know that you comfort us in all those times and situations. May we recognize once the process of grieving is not necessarily over, but being processed and worked through, may we recognize that how blessed we are to be followers of you, and to you, how delighted it is that you come and comfort us. May we share that with others in the times when they need to hear. They need to know that God is with them. God is holding their hand, and he is weeping and hugging them through all those circumstances. Lord, we thank you and acknowledge that we need you in our life. Thank you for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, we ask you to help us with just being courageous in these times, and then recognizing that you have blessed us with your presence. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.